Please welcome the Juilliard Piano Quintet. Our violist, Daniel, is at the mic. Daniel, you speak into the other end.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. Daniel, tell everybody what you guys are going to play.
We are going to play Dvorak's Piano Quintet in A major, Opus 81, the first movement, Allegro ma non tanto.
And Daniel, you've got a really nice way of describing sort of the sentiment, the feeling of this music.
Yeah, I would definitely say it has a very kind and loving, warm aspect to it. Not really sympathy, but a loving kindness, a very tender kindness that, you know, shows a lot of outreach of Dvorak's love of life overall as he saw it.
Great. When you're ready, please take it from the top. Thank you. We heard the Juilliard Piano Quintet, ages 16 to 18, all from the New York area, performing for us the opening movement of Dvorak's Piano Quintet in A, Opus 81. We're going to speak a little more with Daniel Hedinger, the ensemble's violist, and we're going to meet violinist Betty Zhao. You guys did a great, really exciting job on that. Fantastic job. Daniel, you were saying that the first time you read through this piece may have been the best.
Yeah, definitely. When we first read through this piece, it was a very, I guess there was that initial quality that we had. And then, of course, over rehearsals, it sort of took that dive and it came back up eventually. It came back up to that quality once again, but it was a tense moment at first,
Well, it sounds like the very first time you read through the piece, there was a certain friction or a certain uncertainty that you liked and found. Was that the spontaneity of the reading? I mean, because certainly couldn't have been more beautiful than the way you played it.
Yeah, definitely. There was a lot of, I would say, spontaneous things going on.
Sort of a sense of discovery.
Yeah.
A lot of high emotion in the performance. And speaking of which, you have good and emotional reason to hate it when people don't stay home when they're sick.
Oh, yeah, definitely. yes. I have a genetic disease, which I inherited through my family. It's called Fabry's disease, and it does weaken my immune system. And, people who catch colds, get over it 2 or 3 days. For me, it's about, up to 2 weeks. And, it incapacitates my ability, to do what I do on a normal basis. And it's just something that, it's one of my pet peeves, I just ask, why don't you just stay home?
That's right. Sorry. It's nothing, really.
I hope so.
Hay fever, not really anything. Well, Betty has her own illness.
Yeah, I don't know if it's as serious as Dan's, but I have this addiction to ice cream. It's like once you start, you just can't stop. I don't know. I don't think it's that good for me, so I call it my disease,
It's the first step in acknowledging.
You ain't kidding.
But if you're looking at a pint of ice cream and the pint is gone, I guess that's one way to hit bottom, as it were.
Yes, when it's empty, you stop.
Yeah. Did your parents give you ice cream after that first recital? That first recital story is really a horror show.
Oh, yeah. I actually don't remember what happened after it because I was so traumatized by it. I think I was about 5, and I was supposed to give my first violin recital. And I was really pumped about it. I had this new red dress and everything. I was practicing. And then I got up on stage, and I had this horrible stage fright, like you wouldn't believe. And I started crying. And I ran off the stage. And my parents ran up and dragged me back on. And I ran off. And I started crying even harder. And I kept running off. And it went on for a really long time. But eventually, I just never played. And they still have a picture of it. Oh. Actually, and at my old music school.
Nice to keep a picture of it.
Yeah.
Documentation.
Very memorable.
Daniel, you have sort of darkness in your musical beginnings, too. You were another victim of Sesame Street.
Yeah, I'd have to say so. Yeah. I definitely got interested in classical music when I saw a certain episode of Sesame Street in which Itzhak Perlman came on with a few other fellow musicians who, violist, cellist, and they introduced, the three basic string instruments, violin, viol, and cello, and I became very captured by this. He had a very, gravitating personality. It was something that I just knew from that moment on that I just wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I just had a desire to do it.
You also have an odd problem with the ability to remember useless facts. So, for instance, do you remember what letter and what number were featured on that Sesame Street episode?
Yes, the number 4 from the number of strings, pegs, and fine tuners, and the letter V for violin, viola, and violoncello.
The letter V, very good.
I try.
What sort of other odd things stick in your subconscious?
For example, when we go to Juilliard pre-college, I can remember all, for the most part, all the numbers of the different faculty's room numbers. I just know them, and people ask me, do you know where my teacher is today? Oh, yeah, sure, 515, yeah. And they look at me bewildered, and they wonder, just how does this guy know this? I'm just...
Stalker, yeah.
I would hope not.
What other, dates or and just anything, numbers
yeah,
in general?
I'm being a Star Wars fan, Star Wars trivia, it sticks with me. The Death Star was destroyed in the year 0 ABY after the Battle of Yavin. Don't look at me. Just wow. Happens.
Well, I don't know how it's going to help you in the music circuit, but maybe the game show circuit.
Jeopardy, possibly.
Yeah, Jeopardy. Could be a millionaire. You never
know. I hope
so. All right. Well, you guys, really fantastic performance to open us up with, and really great getting to know you a little bit. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us. Betty Zhao and Daniel Henninger, 17 and 18 years old, from the Juilliard Piano Quintet.